Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
The famous political scientist Larry Sabatow once wrote a book called Feeding Frenzy, which describes the media's habit of piling on redundant stories about one news item that suits their agenda until that one subject consumes all the news. In my new book called Who Killed the American Family, I write about a different kind of feeding frenzy when the leftists hound people who tell truths about marriage and the family that are unpopular with the feminists and the gay activists. Perhaps the most famous of these feeding frenzies happened over 20 years ago when then-Vice President Dan Quayle criticized the TV sitcom called Murphy Brown because it glamorized single mothers. Feminists were angry that the vice president didn't dare to suggest that children might do better with a mother and a father. Their hysterics managed to drown out his voice and message. Years later, Atlantic Magazine published a mea culpa article titled simply, Dan Quayle Was Right. Of course Dan Quayle was right, but don't expect feminists to admit that. In July 2012, the New York Times published an article that pointed out how children really do better with both parents than with just one. The New York Times quickly published a rebuttal from Kathy Roife, a single mother and writer who attacked the Times for recycling what she called truly retrograde and ugly moral judgments. Gay activists are always ready to join the media feeding frenzy. When the sociologist Mark Regnerus released a scientific study showing negative trends in children raised by same-sex parents, he was hounded as a bigot. 200 PhDs and MDs demanded a rebuttal of Regnerus's study, but they never provided any evidence that he was wrong. The left pounced on defenders of the nuclear family structure, calling them names, but did not produce any evidence.
The American traditional family is under attack. Until now, no one has had the courage or wisdom to say who is responsible. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly exposes the culprits and their motivations. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
And thank you again for returning to RBN in the John Stabmiller Show. And this is Bear from Colorado sitting in for John. He had to go kill a turkey for tomorrow's dinner. So he asked me to sit in for him, and thank you so much. If you didn't catch last hour's show, we were talking about slavery and the enslavement of mankind. And this hour, I wanted to try and do a little bit of salvation. So how do we come out of slavery, and how do we go to salvation? It's basically this hour, and we'll see where it goes. Please don't forget, here we're coming into the holiday season. And RBN has business cards available, 10 per 100. It includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's DVD, America. I actually met Aaron Russo. He was a true man of the people. The guy was, he was real. And his video, From Freedom to Fascism, is more commentary about how we got there. So please do that, and if you're on Facebook, if you're on NSA Facebook, go up and push the like button for Republic Rock. That'd be awesome. So I want to set up in this next hour of salvation. So after 20 years of doing this, I'm tired. I'm so, what's that say? That was Blazing Saddle. I'm just tired. Again and again, one after, alright. So I've probably been in court over 100 times. Filed lawsuits. I can't tell you how much money I've spent on that. And, I just got married not too long ago to a wonderful, wonderful woman who is, she used to be a fashion model. So I really struck her rich. And the reason that we got together, because I told her, that I'm looking for remedy, and she says, well, I know how to do that. And I said, well, I'm doing it through law. And she says, I don't know how to do that. And then we started studying together the New Testament, and it's been a blessing. So all you would-be patriots and camel-wearing belligerents, maybe you should study the Bible a little bit more instead of going out there and playing army. And you'll find some remedy. I left off last hour talking about how this guy, John B. Nelson, my mentor, was never in the system. Well, there's another guy who did that. And that was Jesus Christ. Or Jesus the Christ was the name given. or Jesus from Nazareth. And when I first started reading the New Testament, which was only about 3 months ago, I said, well, wait a minute. Hold on a sec. This guy was never registered onto the book. Because they went to the inn, and there's no room at the inn, so they went to the manger, and there's no registration at the manger. And then they took the incense and the frankincense and all the gifts from the three wise men, and they went out to Egypt, well, I think it was Egypt, to hide out for 2 years so they wouldn't be registered, because they were looking for a young child to be born, and they would try to kill him before he, you know, could escape. And the wise men were told to report back to the government. And I'm paraphrasing, obviously. And then, in a big way. And then they took off for 2 years, and the guy was never registered. He never took a title. He never took a label. And then, you know, and then he starts teaching peace and saying that he is the door, that he is the way to the Father, fulfilling the covenant as a good Jew. And he came and said, I'm here to fulfill the covenant, and he paid the ultimate price. He gave his blood for surety. And he paid the bond, the surety, so that we wouldn't have to do any more burnt offerings and animal sacrifice or child sacrifice, because the blood offering had been fulfilled. And he said, all you have to do is come to peace. So every day I read the Lord's Prayer. And this is a trust document, by the way. Just like the Declaration of Independence is a trust document, just like the Gettysburg Address is a trust document. And in trust, if we pledge ourselves in trust, then we're supposed to be able to reap the benefit. Okay? So here's the trust document. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The name is what's hallowed. His name. Thy kingdom come. The kingdom is not of earth, therefore it's non-taxable. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. We're the beneficiary. And forgive us our sins. And that's the terms in that we will be forgiven our sins, for we shall also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. There's your consideration. We're supposed to forgive everyone their indebtedness to us, because sin is debt. If we're forgiving our debt, we're supposed to forgive everyone else their debt to us. That means don't take offense. Okay? Don't play army. And lead us not into temptation. That means if we're in alignment with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, lead us not into temptation out of alignment. Because if we're in a place of peace, we don't want to be taken out of peace and go to war. But deliver us from evil. Take us out of our pain and suffering so that we can come into alignment unblemished. And we are given true love and true forgiveness by the will of our Father which art in heaven. There's your trust document. Okay? There it is. Fulfill the trust. Declaration of Independence. Pledge your fortune and your sacred honor. There's our consideration. There's your trust document. Gettysburg Address. Okay, the Union shall not perish. There's our perpetuality. You have a trust document. And I have that document. It came from Boris. And Boris's website is IamSomeDude.com. And you can find all his documents up there. So the thing is this is not something new. This is coming. We're told this. Come to peace. Be in the trust. Accept the surety. Quit playing war. Don't be a belligerent or enemy combatant. Sovereign man, what do you have to say?
Is my mic open?
Cool. How you doing?
Even hear it open. I'm blessed. Hey, Bear, I'm glad to hear you're on the air. And I appreciate you giving us time. I was expecting an encore presentation of the National Intel Report. What I have for you, I just want to give you greetings and thanks for all you're doing. you know, it is Thanksgiving, so I'm going to give you some thanks for everything you're doing. And I also want to share that listeners have made a chat room for the National Intel Report, and that is nationalintelreport.chattango.com. So if you want to join other like-minded individuals, come in a chat room and we can share links and stuff. I'll give you a lot of the links to Bear's information.
Yeah, please do.
Well, get blessed.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, and blessings and Thanksgiving to you too. And really, it's so simple. My beautiful wife has been able to put up my website finally after a couple of years, and you know, I have a blog up there, and I have all my documents, and that's going to continue, and as long as I'm able to, and that's mannotperson.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And thank you so much for joining RBN. And this is Bear from Colorado. And I'm sitting in for John. He's out hunting turkey. I don't know if it's, from what I've been learning now, it's dead man walking. So this dead man is walking in slavery because they won't let me come alive. And coming alive is what it is. If you don't believe me, go up to Colossians 3:3. And Colossians 3:3 really kind of says it all. And it says, "You are dead and you come alive in Christ. And that's, you know, I mean, if you treat the Bible like a manual, you say, this is the manual that we can look at to go forward, okay? Because you can't go back, and all you can do is go forward. And if we are in abject slavery right now, where's the remedy to come out in our lifetime? Because it's eluding me. Maybe John from Michigan, do you got the answer for that one? Maybe John has it. I don't see John from Michigan. John from Michigan, gone?
No, John is here. I'm here.
Okay, how you doing?
Oh, great. One thing that I can suggest, have you ever heard of Roger Sales?
Yes.
He has a website called Sovereign to Serve. And he did it by going through the passport department, because he said there's a way of doing that to gain back yourself. But that's someone I think you might want to talk to if you haven't in the past. He's in Argentina now, but he does have, I've heard him, he has a radio, I've heard him too on Joyce Riley's show, but you said you haven't heard of Roger before?
No, I have, and actually I've heard about the passport. I've done some investigation on that, and isn't that where he wants you to be an American national?
Well, that's where you end up, yes.
Right, as an American national. I don't know what that means.
Well,
because I looked up in this tax code in Title 26 where he sends you. And American national, they're saying it has to do with dual citizenship, right?
Okay.
Well, it's just, you know, you're saying that it's an American that was in one of the several states, and then there's the United States citizen, which is in the District of the District of Columbia, and under the 1789. Constitution for New Columbia, they turned the federal government into a federal public corporation.
Right. That was the public. That was the Act of 1871, correct?
Right. 1871. Right. Well, 1871 or 1789. I think
it was 1871.
Thank you.
Well, you have a gentleman right in your state there from Team Law, Eric Madsen, who has all of that good information too. Have you ever met Eric?
No, I have not.
Have you heard of Eric?
I've heard of him, but I try and get a hold of anybody I can get a hold of, and what I'm seeing is, you know, I'm part of a very, very, very few, members of a group that study this stuff day and night. And of the people I know that study it day and night, I haven't seen anybody come out with a package that I can recommend.
Well, what Eric did is he ran for the vacant seat of this government, the governor of Colorado, not the state of Colorado.
Right.
And then he did that in 1992. So
yeah,
he would just be someone that would be of maybe a advocate of what you're doing.
Okay, but the thing is, whenever someone tells me, they want to go back to this fictitious Union state. There was three parties in the Civil War. There was the Northern Union states, the Southern Union states, and the federal government. The federal government won the war. And all the Union states under Reconstruction were redone, and it was codified under the Buck Act in 1950. And in that, there are no more Union states. They're all gone. They're all districts. And they're all in instrumentalities of the United States Corporation. If you don't believe me, go to the executive order by George Bush, I don't have the number in front of me, where he privatized all government. It's all private corporations as agent contractors to the federal government. Okay? There are no more Union states.
Pardon me?
There are no more Union states.
Well, that's dealing with the corporation, though, right? That's under the umbrella of the corporation.
It's been conquested under conquest. They've been taken over. They're gone. They've been disbanded. It's only been since 1861. I mean, how far do you want? 150 something years later, you try and go back to a Republican form of government under the Union States. There were 90% of them weren't even set up properly. Colorado was never a Union state because it was set up after the 1861. It was set up in 1876. It was set up under military occupation.
Well, it sounds like we're really in big Dutch.
John, I agree with you, and you have a great Thanksgiving.
Well, one more thing, there.
Real quick.
Have you ever heard of the story behind the frequency 440 and 432 that Rockefeller's?
And I'm going to tell you, forget about it. Recite the Lord's Prayer every day, come in alignment through Jesus Christ to the Father Abba above, using the Holy Spirit as your energy, and that's the frequency. You want the frequency of love and prayer and peace.
Well, the 432 is the one for that. The 440 is the Rockefeller frequency.
Thank you.
Yeah, God bless.
Thanks, John. Have a good day. Okay, one more real quick before the break. Mike, Texas, what do you got? I got to let the board op actually get to the board. So,
go ahead.
If Mike in Texas is there, we'll take his call.
Go ahead.
Anyway.
Mine's real short since it's already been discussed. I mainly was asking the question, are you familiar with Ron Klass? On TalkShoe, he's got 900 sessions, which are very good to listen to. And then, of course, the other gentleman, Eric Manson, who sounds like he's spent some time in getting to where he says he is.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Mike, and happy Thanksgiving. We got another break coming up in about a minute. And the main thing is TalkShoe has all kinds of things. And I'm going to break this down to you guys. Commentary is good. Evidence is better. Being specific about your evidence and basing it on truth is even more rare. And I'll tell you, RBN, you get more truth on RBN and less commentary than anywhere else. And if you don't believe me, just go to regular TV. So the thing is, support RBN because this is our only voice. As long as we have the ability to speak out and to educate people, that's what we need to do for future generations. Okay? Buy the business cards and tell people about RBN. Tell people about what's going on and let's get it out. Also, you can go to my organizational website. And it's mannotperson.org. And I have links on there. You'll see on the new stuff page, you'll see links to all my new documents. I also do a TalkShoe talk on Tuesday night that everybody's invited to. So when we get back from the break, we're coming out to the bottom of the hour. And then we want to make sure that you guys come back because I'm going to spend the last half hour and take a couple of calls from Jerry and Mike. And then I'm going to go into what I think the remedy is and what we can do about it. So please stick with RBN. And then tomorrow we can all take a nap after church.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
And good afternoon from the John Stabmiller Show. This is Bear from Colorado sitting in for John. He had to go hunt down a turkey, over turkey hunting, one or the other. I've been trying to sit in 2 hours, get over across what I wanted to say. I was way late today, after the federal lawsuit and the response and from the county recorder's office basically saying that, if you're going to be a slave, you got to be a good slave and you got to do it our way. Doesn't mean I'm going to stop, but, it was kind of a kick in the pants. And then, being a good slave, which I don't know how to be. I'm going to impart some information and bring some hope and bring a kind of a guiding light to what has been done before and what we need to do now. But before we get into that, Jerry from Chicago, if you want to come on board and give us yours, then please do, and welcome to RBN.
Thanks, Bear, for taking my call. It's good to hear you for a whole 2 hours. Normally I just get to hear you call in for 10 minutes, but... I was going to ask you about a Judge David Wynn Miller, and if you knew anything about him.
Yeah, I David Wynn Miller was one of the first guys I studied. He's the all uppercase. Everything is yelling and screaming in the paperwork. and he has the key to some secret technology that's mathematically imparted into a secret language of the court. Is that about right?
That is about right. Well, I'm having Thanksgiving dinner with them tomorrow, and I'll throw this at you. If you had to ask a judge a question, what would it be?
You know, it's the same question I ask for anybody. Where's the remedy? Because I studied David Windmiller over 15 years ago, and I actually used his stuff in several instances, and I was unsuccessful at doing so. So my question is, because I know he lectures and he sells packages and all the rest of it, is, you know, where is, this thing should not be that hard. It should not be that impossible to the average guy without 20 years of experience in studying law to be able to walk in and make a case. So what I would ask the judge is, what's the simplest way to do it and what's repeatable and something that over and over and over again can be successful. Just like going and buying a can of beans at the market, if you wanted to opt out of this system, if you wanted to be absolutely at peace to this militaristic system of conquest and slavery, then that's what I'd ask for.
Okay, thanks a lot. I was going to throw that question at him. What is the remedy of winning in court every single time and eventually not ever having to go again? But
well,
thanks a lot. I will throw it at him.
Jerry, thank you so much, and have a happy Thanksgiving, and enjoy your company.
You too, Bear. God bless you.
Bless you too. Mike, what do you got to say from...
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to mention something briefly about Roger Sales, if I may.
About what?
Roger Sales.
Okay. Go ahead.
I used to listen to him on microeffect.com. I think he would make a great guest. And I'm not trying to bring in a competing person, but I think maybe there might be some kind of consensus between you and him. But I basically, apparently on your passport, you have two choices for citizenship. You can either be a U.S. citizen or a non-resident legal alien. Now, he told me, now he's took that route, and he lives in Argentina, and he still gets his Social Security checks. And he also said you can buy guns. Now, the last time I bought a gun, I bought an AK-74 about 2 or 3 years ago. I looked at the paperwork, and it said U.S. citizen or non-resident legal alien. So apparently, you can still buy a gun being a non-resident legal alien. So it's something that you opt into.
Okay, but you said non-resident legal alien.
Yes.
Okay, a legal alien means you're still. If you look in the tax code about expatriation and about taxation, you can opt out of the taxes, by the way, out of the 1044. You can opt out of that. It takes about 2 years to do it. But the thing is if you are a legal alien, that means you're still under taxation, which means you're still under the jurisdiction of the United States, which means you're really no better off than any other than the citizen of the United States itself. You're still within the jurisdiction.
Okay, you might be right on that, and I don't want to contradict what you're saying, but if you want to go to his website, go to sovereign2surf.wordpress.com, and maybe you can have him as a guest, and maybe he can explain it better.
I'm just sitting in for John, and if I get another opportunity, it'd be a blessing, but this is, as far as I know, this is a one-shot deal, and somebody makes a request and they back it up with the media donation or two. All right,
okay.
Mike, you have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for calling in.
You too, thanks.
Okay, now before we take another call, I wanted to get a couple more things in. So after 20 years in looking at the problem on how to actually get remedy, and having the federal court make my Christian name is synonymous with this taxable trust estate name on the birth certificate, when I've totally delineated why it's not. You know, I even put in all my paperwork out, infant decedent, and I put in all the thing about the Lieber Code, and I put in about the Geneva and the Hague Convention. It's all in there, and you can go up to mannotperson.org and look on new stuff, and you'll find it. You'll find the link to all my documents. because I give all my documents away for free. By the way, if someone's selling their documents, I question their motives, truthfully. You know, if someone wants to make a gift, and you want to gift someone for their hard work because it's successful and you're absolutely happy with it, oh, I don't see a problem with that. But selling remedies goes against my belief system of follow me. As Jesus would say, follow me. If you follow me, you can get remedy. And what he was saying, come into alignment with Abba in the will of the Creator, and that's where your remedy is in the spiritual world. And then you manifest it through the Holy Spirit into this world, because we are part of creation. We are one with creation, and we are bringing that love and that energy into this world. And you can only do that through peace and love, as far as I can tell. I mean, you can't do it through war and torture and harming people and abandoning your responsibilities. I've never seen that actually work, and people rail against it. So here it is. If I can't find remedy for some reason, because I was born into this system of slavery, just like when the Israelites were in Egypt, they took on all the benefits of Egypt through all the good years, and then they wanted to be let go. Moses came down and said, let my people go, I'm taking you out of bondage. Those people that came out of bondage had been born into that system. So what did the powers that be at the time, Pharaoh, what did he do? He tried to stop Moses and stop these people and reclaim property, which were the humans, the Israelites that were coming out of bondage. Well, only through intercession by the Holy Father above, Abba, were we able to come out of Egypt as children of Abba and children of Israel. They went to Israel and said, oh yeah, let's go into Israel. And they went straight there, and they said, nah, you gotta wander around for 4 years until this generation dies off. Because this generation is tainted. They're under mind control. They have no idea how to be free people. They have no idea how to be responsible for their actions because they've been under this mind control. Well, they weren't under mind control enough not to leave. I mean, they left. At least they did that. I don't know if some were left behind or not. It really doesn't say. But let's say 10% left. You know, there was millions of people there that had come into the land of Egypt because of the famine in the years before. And now they're working there for Pharaoh, and they owe Pharaoh a debt, right? And so now they're coming out of Egypt. I don't think they took everyone, but let's say the ones that left, and there were some left behind, but the ones that left, those were the ones that said, wait a minute, we're going to follow our Lord and Savior, our God, and his representative, Moses. And we're going to go out to the desert and through the Red Sea, and we're going to go to Israel to the Promised Land. Well, wait a minute, we can't go into the Promised Land because we're still tainted with slavery. We're still tainted that way. So they had to wait 40 years, a generation, for them to totally die off, and their children, who had never known slavery, trained into Abba's love and Thanksgiving. And we'll pick it up, and we're going to take this right into Thanksgiving and why we need to celebrate this with our whole being. So come back to RBN, and then we'll take Renee real quick, and then we'll continue. Love and peace, and see you in a couple minutes. This is Bear from Colorado, sitting in for John.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Colorado sitting in for John. He's out doing his turkey pre-shopping, I'm sure. And good for him. He needs a break. And then, you know, I've got about 8 minutes left. So, Renee, you got about a minute. I'm sorry, but I'm short on time here, and I want to get this remedy. How you doing, Renee?
You there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, you know, I hear everybody complain. Okay, I think everybody agrees we're slaves, okay, pretty much. We can argue on who the master is, if it's the Vatican, the Jews, the bankers. I say that all doesn't matter. It's the enforcers for these people, the people who agree to act as overseers, okay? obey or would give the masters power. The plantation system will not work without those willing to work for the master in order to force the slaves to work. And so the thing is, a lot of it is those courts, judges, lawyers, soldiers, cops.
Right.
Those are what give the masters power. And without them, they have no power. And so that's a large part of our problem, but people don't want to face it because for many of them, it hits too close to home. They themselves have participated in the system or have family members who do so, so they don't want to look at that as the problem.
Okay, and Renee, thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving. And let me finish this up because I've got only about 6 minutes left. Okay, Renee is absolutely right. If you are in the system and you're working as a taskmaster, that you gotta come to grips with what you're doing. And if you will go, and Renee, this is for you too, go to read the William Lynch letter. The William Lynch letter was written in the early 1800s about how to make a slave society, and that's what's being followed today. Okay, I want to read you one thing. And this is where remedy comes in. And this is what I was given today. And I sit down and I read with my lovely wife, we read the King James, authorized King James Version of the Bible, 1611. I only read the authorized King James Version because that's what the Holy Spirit has told me to do, and I don't read commentary. So right out of the authorized King James Version, at Joel 1, J-O-E-L 1, the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel, hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. There's our remedy, guys. We have to be strong. The ones that have done the research, the ones that have put it together, teach your children. Teach other people's children. Let them teach their children. Do not allow one more child of creation come into bondage. Keep them out of the system. And the way to keep them out of the system, if you're going to use a hospital, you do not name your child in the hospital. You keep that child nameless. If they can't get a name, they can't put a social security number on it. They can't get a name. They can't do a birth registration. I had two children at home with a midwife. And then, stupid me, I fought tooth and nail to get them birth certificates later on so they can go to public school. Let's actually follow in the footsteps of Jesus. We don't register our children. You only register property. You don't register your children, and you don't name them in the hospital. You don't name them, and then you take care of your children at home. And only if we raise up a generation who are outside and free, don't ever give them a trade name. That trade name, our last name, that is the mark of the beast. The mark, the cross, the name. We need to take up the cross and follow Jesus. Take up the name and follow Jesus. Jesus didn't use any title. And in my blog, I've gone into how the only place I saw all uppercase is when Pilate named Jesus King of the Jews. That's in all uppercase in the Bible, and that's how it's written, in all uppercase. They're telling us, if you take on that name within a government organization, then you are taking on the mark. And that mark, that X, says that you have given consent. That's the original sin. So we want to make sure that we teach our children well, as the song goes. But the main thing is can we, you and I, listening to this program, where do we get our redemption? And our redemption has to come with alignment through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit so that we can impart love and the will of Abba onto the next generation and the one after that. If we don't have hope for our future generation, we have nothing. And I'm not saying that we don't stand up against the tyranny that we're involved in. Because if we don't stand up against it, it's just going to get worse, and we have to do it for future generations. What a gift we have to give. To give of ourselves to the point where we actually make a place for our children and our children's children so that they can give thanksgiving that one of their ancestors stood up and actually took a stand against tyranny no matter what the odds were. And that they did it because they knew that future generations would have to stand on their shoulders, just like we've stood on the shoulders of those that came before us. And that's where our salvation, I don't know if it's too late right now for me to not be a slave in the eyes of the tyranny, because that's how they make their blood money. They do it on my back, and they do it on my children's back who have been numbered among them with that social security number and that debt name. And as a debt obligation, and I don't know if I can ever get them free, but I'm going to practice peace, and I'm going to practice following the words of Jesus Christ. He said, pick up your cross, your name, and follow me, and that's where we get our salvation, but only if we teach our children well. And that's about it. And tomorrow, when you sit down to Thanksgiving with your family, count your blessings. If you're not with your family, call them up and tell them how much you love them. Because only through bringing love and charity of ourselves, not thinking about what we're going through, but showing through our actions what it is to be true men and women of creation. And that's about the long and the short of it. So if anybody has any questions, please go to mennotperson.org into the comments, and you can comment back. If you like me on the air, then I've got, believe me, I can talk all day long. Just ask anybody that's heard me before. And I'd be more than happy to come back. So just if you like what you heard, let John know or let the station know. The other thing is I have a resource page on my on the website. And one of those resources is called Spiritual Survival. And if you want to know how to survive this spiritually, this is an effort that has been 40 years in the making, and it's helped many, many people come to a place of understanding of how they are absolutely loved unconditionally by the Father above. And this has helped me tremendously. So, you know, I've done what I can in the last 2 hours, and I thank all the callers, and I thank the board host. So please listen to RBN. Donate, buy the business cards, get the stickers and the movie from Aaron Russo, and like them on Republic Broadcasting on Facebook. And then if you get a chance, go to mennotperson.org and see what's happening up there. I can't give up. I have sons, and now they're having children. And if I can't convince my sons, I'm going to convince somebody else's sons that the way to do this is to come out of her, you have to be born out of her, and you have to practice avoidance from that point on. And only then can you not take up the number of the beast, which is the mark of man. And, you know, I've gone over this again and again. And the only other thing I can really impart, and I think in the last couple of seconds of the show, is that don't get misdirected. Don't be led into temptation. The Lord's Prayer is good for that. So as we move forward, let's give thanks for what we have, but let's give thanks that someday some child in our heritage that's down the road will look back and say thank you to us for what we've done in our efforts today. And thank you again, RBH, for giving me the airtime. And I wish you all a blessed and wonderful Thanksgiving.